Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Waking up.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's Tuesday afternoon here in the studios of Danger Studios. Peter Leonard sitting to my left.
Yes, I am. Hi, everybody.
And, of course, our newly anointed Monday co-host, Ethan Moore.
Yeah, what am I doing here on a Tuesday?
I don't know. I don't know if you actually flipped your calendar. Did you just leave your calendar? You got, like, one of those calendars on your desk that you got to pull off and tear and throw away?
Yeah, I thought it was yesterday. I just showed up, and you put me on.
Yeah. Well, you know, Ethan's available, everybody.
That's what they say about me.
What's up, Terry Eakins on Facebook Live, by the way?
Unfortunately,
don't forget,
what's the other kid who works here?
Ethan?
No, the other guy on Tuesdays with us. Elgin?
Elgin.
You got a lot of guys with E's.
Yeah. Mm. It's like, entertaining.
Elgin couldn't make it today. He's,
yeah.
He said he had a funeral to go to.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's career.
Come on, like, career priorities.
Career
right?
Died.
Priorities, Elgin. What's more important?
Died. It's career
yeah.
Died.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone's funeral or this podcast.
Right.
Anyway, so he's usually here on Tuesdays, but Ethan stepped up. And anyway, welcome to the show.
You had nothing else to do, brother.
Literally.
Don't forget, we air, obviously, when I put this thing out, and you can usually do that by going to Facebook on our fan page, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Like us. You don't have to subscribe. You just got to press the fucking button. Just like it, right?
Boom.
Yeah.
That's it. Like. That's it. Easy. I'm not committing to anything. I'm just liking it.
L-I-K-E. See, there's another E.
Yeah.
Just all I got to do is look
for
those E's.
There's plenty of E's in team.
That's right.
At least one.
So. Yeah. I just thought that bullshit expression, there's no I in team. I said, no, but there's a me.
Yeah.
M-E, right? So fuck you. There's no I in team. I can dribble the ball. Go fuck yourself.
Me can dribble the ball.
Right. Me.
Me. Me can do it.
See? That's why this kid's on the show. I could actually actually had time to look at the board.
This guy's much better than Minda. Same eyes, but...
Did you guys used to have Minda Mo on the show?
Yeah, Minda was a co-host for about a year and a half, a couple years.
Uh-huh. I could never tell what she's looking at.
She used to come in with the shorts and everything, you know.
Yeah.
Then she met Dan Long, and now she dresses like a nun. I'm like kidding.
He is Dan Long, you know.
I know. It's funny. One time after a show, you know, Dan Long went up, and I said, boy, I'm glad my parents didn't name me based on that. It'd be Dougie Fatty.
That's
you know?
Funny.
Anyway, like I said, welcome to the show. You can hear us that way, or, of course, you hear us every weekend at Bubba Army Radio, 4 to 6.
You know, I've been signing autographs. People stop me in the street and say, you're the guy on the weekends. On
well, I want I could show you the numbers, but since we've been on the show, it's like we usually don't get a lot of hits because we usually do Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesdays on the show here, two to three shows a week.
Mm-hmm.
But
what happens on the
weekends? So that's what I'm saying. You see the hit list. You see, like, you know, there's a few that come in and this and that, but not like the surge you get on the day when it's posted.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now you're seeing on... Like on Saturdays and Sundays and over the weekend, you're seeing like a dozen or a couple dozen or so just new hits.
Wow.
You know, fresh downloads.
Well, that's great. Welcome to all of the new listeners on Bubba Army.
Yep.
Now, if you're listening to us, it's Saturday. There's been a few days that have passed. So if the rapture did happen.
It's probably it's mid-rapture right now as they're listening.
Yeah. Mm. All of a sudden you hear me going, okay, guys, I got to go. Fuck it. I'm out.
If you hear,
Dougie, like you're going to be raptured. Come on, let's be honest.
I know, God's going to need help picking me up.
I don't think anyone in this room is subject to the rapture.
Listen, I'm a God-fearing man. I like my chances at the pearly gates.
You think so?
I got news for you. It's going to be just blank star space, you know? Just going to look at nothing.
That's what you think?
It's going to be completely dark.
Is that part of the Jewish
faith? Like the hurricane.
You were saying it's Rosh Hashanah.
It's going to be like the hurricane. Did you have hurricane windows up or anything? It was pitch black in my place, man.
Peter didn't have power until like yesterday, so he was hating it.
But I left after 3 days. I went to a really nice condo in Delray.
Yeah. So anyway, that's part of the show. And you know, here's the thing. Yesterday, we talked about, you know, this. There's this Christian numerology guy,
right,
that predicted on Saturday that the rapture would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that,
would be Blondie some, song.
Would be some cataclysmic activity.
Rapture.
And L.A. experienced a earthquake, like a 3.1 on the Richter scale, which
That's not huge. Come on,
right?
An 8's a big, you know. So what do you call
they
it?
Just, you know, they got. And now Mexico got hit with a fucking huge one. Today, by the way, this morning.
Well, I'd say the evidence is mounting. This is basically this is settled science now. This is
well, just saying.
This is better than global warming.
Now, let me ask you a question.
The rapture's coming.
You're a non-believer. You're an atheist.
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
I'm not an atheist.
Okay, you believe in God?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Peter, I mean, Jewish.
I mean, AA. God's the whole. It's like a big part of it. You know,
you couldn't be an atheist and go to an AA, right?
I mean, you kind of can, I guess, but you got to have a higher power
somehow. Yeah. There's got to be some sort of primal
Jack
mover.
Jack Daniels.
There was something...
that could be your higher power, actually. That's what a lot of people have before they get to AA, right. Jack Daniels.
Right. One of our local politicians got a little heat because he made a comment that, you know, Muslims and Catholics or Christians don't pray to the same God. Mm. And they got a little like, oh, there's only one God. Like, you know.
I don't know.
The Greeks believed in many gods.
Yeah.
Well, they all do pray to the same God, I think. I mean,
well, that's the thing. Could there be two gods? Like, think about that for a second. Can somehow on this earth, the existence of life is basically just like man and woman, too, mm-hmm. right? Just like any type of force. There has to be some sort of combined, like yin and yang.
Yeah, there's two
gods. So think about that. There could be.
Yeah.
There could have been. You know, like Adam and Eve is just a story
yeah.
that basically says there is two... two life forms that were brought to this place
that
called
slut.
Earth.
That's slut. There are two gods, you know, God and Donald Trump, no?
By the way, did you see his speech at the UN?
No, I did not
yeah,
see
I watched it.
How was it? Great?
Great, you know what I mean? I liked it because I like when a president of the United States says, look, we got to do shit. We got to figure things out. We got a lot of problems. What did he say? I'm not going to repeat what he said. Yeah, I said a lot of stuff. You should have been listening. You know, but he basically said one thing he said that a lot of people are talking about is that he, you know, we'll eliminate North Korea if they, you know, if it came down to it,
uh-huh.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hoping for diplomacy, and we're hoping, you know, we're going to thank China.
We'll take that little.
We want to thank China.
Bad haircut.
Jesus. All right, listen. Well, you can't keep making fun of the guy's fucking hair. I mean, here's the thing about hacky, and we're talking about hacky as comics the other
day.
You know. All right, a fart joke or something like that, you know, hacky, right? Let's say a fart joke, you know, you don't tell a fart joke.
It could be funny, though.
But you could make a fart joke, buddy, but it's basically, you're telling a fart joke. Who couldn't make a fart joke funny? Right? But it's easy. It's an easy joke, right? So Trump has become easy, and it may be proven because they also say that the Emmys this weekend didn't have a very big showing.
They had no ratings.
They barely caught up with what they had last year.
And they did a bunch of Trump jokes, I'm assuming.
Or? No, yeah. they were not jokes. They just and I watched and, 5 minutes of it because they just it was just politics.
Yeah.
Listen,
a joke is one thing.
You're an actor. You're starring in a fucking sitcom. Shut the fuck up. Accept your reward. Thank your agent. Thank your mother. Thank your fucking manager. Thank the cast members and go away. It's not a political forum for these fucking people. Really
You're very old school, Peter, on this stuff.
Well,
like,
because that's what it is. People want to
show business.
Make it funny.
I can respect
funny.
That.
People watch it.
You're crossing
funny.
Over that shit. Like, it's not that these people, like, for the most part, they don't. Who gives a? These people are, and there's such a hypocrisy with it when you talk about they. You know, they air condition the red carpet. You know, you got people all worried about global warming. Meanwhile, you got air conditioning blowing into the, you know.
Right.
I understand it's tolerable. And these people, you know, they have big mansions. You know, they have blah, blah, blah.
Arriving in this fucking, in a Hummer
yeah.
or some shit. Some limousine.
Whatever. And that's the thing. I wouldn't judge that because I'm not a hypocrite because I have my own faults. I have things that I'm not going to say. Listen, I'm the kind of guy, if I'm driving down the street, I don't roll down my window and throw a piece of paper out the window.
Can I name some?
You know what I mean? You know, by the way, our fellow comedian AZ. You know,
yes. Hey, AZ.
Hello.
When I first started traveling with AZ,
yeah.
him and Kirk Meadows, they had this thing when they had a good night going road. I'm going to get some McDonald's. So he goes and gets some McDonald's, and after you're eating, instead of just leaving it on the floor of your car,
right.
you know, and then throwing it when you get gas.
Don't tell me they throw it out the window.
He fucking throws it out the window.
I would have thrown him out to get it.
Well, I almost did. But
it's
a ritual.
It's a ticket for you.
So when you talk about like the hypocrisy of character, I don't do that. I don't throw shit on the floor.
Right.
But what were you saying about Donald Trump's hair and hacky comedy?
I was just saying, you know.
Because I think that's interesting. I think a lot of people try to take that road of, I'm going to talk about politics now.
Right.
And I actually hate political comedy because it's too easy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always the same stupid shit. It's like, oh, we're going to punch at the Democrats. Or we're going to punch at the Republicans, rather. We're going to punch at Trump. It's like if Trump is the punchline to every joke, then you already know the punchline. It's not going to be funny.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
It gets tiresome. Like this guy, Steve Colbert, it's just like, and by the way, The View, this is interesting about Hollywood. The View, this one woman who really gave it to Hillary Clinton when she was on that show.
Mm-hmm.
She's no longer there. She left. She's off the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Well, exactly. You got fucking Whoopi Goldberg, who looks like Jabba the fucking Hutt,
mm-hmm.
Sitting there on that TV show, and she just hates everybody,
Wait, what year is it? People still watch The View? I didn't even know it was still on.
It's so funny. I usually go to the gym in the mornings on Mondays and Wednesdays, and especially Fridays. So I'm watching CNBC. I'm following shit. That's what I do. But there's usually somebody next to me that's watching The View.
So you switch treadmills so they can watch the NBC and watch.
Yeah, that's what I do, fuckface.
Pardon me, can I watch that view?
Well, I'm realizing you guys have a contentious relationship.
Yeah, we hate each other.
It's great.
We love each other.
I'm enjoying it.
It's like a yin yang.
You love that. Algernon loves that shit.
There's been times I almost put his head through that fucking wall.
Yeah.
But, I love the guy, so I can't touch him.
Plus, it's your wall. You own the wall.
I don't want to fuck up my
wall.
I'm the longest land. I'm going on a fun year four of this or shit for free. So he doesn't want to.
He's a fucking, how do you call that? He's a legacy here.
Exactly.
In other words, he is a he's an honorary co-host.
That's it.
He's a legacy.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but he's here. He's been here a long time.
I think it means when you get something, but you don't earn
pledge.
It, right?
Yeah. Just by time,
right?
Yeah.
No, that's the presidency.
Ah, true.
So. So we were talking about that story, and I'm saying, these earthquakes and it was so funny. One of the things he did say, by the way, Trump called Kim Jong-un Rocket Man.
Again, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that was yesterday, too.
He's referred to him that way, but he referred to him that at the UN.
Really?
He tweeted that shit yesterday morning.
But let me tell you why. let me tell you why I love this.
Because you're an Elton John fan.
I love that song.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Rocket Man.
Right. Rocket Fag.
That's a bad word, Peter.
Rocket.
Rocket. Yeah, don't say rocket again.
Okay, right.
Rocket Man at the UN. He said it at the UN. So, you're dealing with a fucking lunatic, this guy Kim Jong-un, who's just, he keeps sending missiles over fucking Japan.
Right.
Trying to show his dick, and he's trying to show his strength.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're giving sanctions and everything. So the guy, he says, oh, Rocket Man over here. He's referring to fucking King,
I love that shit, though, man.
That's funny.
I love it.
And Trump is hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If once it gets
He's
down...
a card. He's
once
quite
it,
a card.
Once it gets down to it, he won the election. He's the president because people got sick and tired of the same old fucking posers and faces that they're promising us in the world and just screwing us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd rather have somebody up there going, look... You know who I'll fucking vote for as a president? Nikki Haley, our current who runs NATO now. She was the governor of South Carolina.
Nikki Haley.
Oh man, she's hot. She's tough.
Yeah,
I like that broad.
You want to vote for her?
What?
Hell yeah, man.
Noah has eight legs and eats pussy. The three of us and Nikki Haley.
Yeah, but she's married.
It doesn't matter.
She has a family and everything. Now her kids are listening to the show.
Wait, so you're saying she's gay?
I think so.
He thinks every woman's gay.
Hillary.
That's the only way he can excuse that he's not getting laid.
Any powerful woman is gay.
That's the only way he's trying to figure out he's not getting laid. All these girls are fucking gay.
I can't get laid because I got a hard on. I can get laid any day. I just can't get fucking hard.
By the way, what's up joining us? Mike Carpenter, what's up, buddy? Joseph Ney. Tim Kirby.
Hey.
Frank Colby. Runs an upholstery business in Margate still. He still always has cool cars. So he called him Rocket Man.
Mm.
And it was one of those, I was supposed to go to my office, but I had to watch this thing go down. And he called out Iran as well.
Yeah.
He came out and said, look, it's a government that's doesn't have the people. They limit their, they can't do internet. They're suppressed. It's such a rich, beautiful nation.
By the way,
people are, the government's just screwing, spreading missiles, Hezbollah.
Oh. I have a lot of friends in Berkeley who are like Persian who would probably agree with that.
Right.
Like I know I have a lot of friends whose families fled when the Shah was deposed in the 70s.
Can you give me a good rug? Price on a rug?
Amazon.com?
Talk about it on the break.
No, but I did hear actually Trump refer to Obama the other day as the brown dirt cowboy.
Did he? I think that's fake news.
Another Elton John.
Somebody made it. It was always great about this stuff, all the jokes that come out on Facebook, by the way. Our fellow comic friends, you know, everybody hits it. Yeah, so I'm done. That's why, you know, I don't like political humor either. I mean, there's certain things that
I don't get it.
You know, that's why, to me, I find it challenging where I want to be able to write jokes against it. You know, like on the opposite of it. Like, and then it's like, well, you know, now it's just a big mess. Big fucking pile of shit.
I mean,
you
know? I reserve the right to talk about politics on stage. It's just that I almost never take that right. Because right. I can't find a way to make it very funny. It's like people get tired of hearing politics all day long, and then they probably want to come to a comedy show and laugh.
What's been proven with this fucking Emmys is, in even football, like everybody, all these players protesting, and I want to show my sign of this and that. Listen, right. Fine, do whatever the fuck you want, but guess what? The audience for football is falling.
Exactly. And, you know, Colin Kaepernick would be playing football today if he wasn't such a dick and try to make another you know, public forum for the wrong fucking thing. Go take your shit elsewhere. Don't do it on a football field. Don't do it. And you know,
listen,
Jerry Jones came out with the Cowboys and said, any motherfucker doesn't stand up for the national anthem doesn't play for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's America's team. We talked about that yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's America's team. You got to stay. You know, this is part of the, you want to play football here, you got to stand up during the national anthem.
No question about it.
If you don't, then fine. Here's the thing.
Play another team.
Here's the thing.
Go sit in the locker
room. Yeah, get traded.
Go sit in the locker room.
Change your life over this feeling that you have, so that you may want to test your real resolve toward it.
Right.
And here's the thing: every time you sit down, if you really want to be that way, and I would hope they're doing this. I don't see Colin Kaepernick's checkbook. You know, I don't follow these. I don't find the financial ways of these athletes. But if I was going to do that, if I was a big fucking tough guy and I had the eyes of America on me, and I was going to sit down and take a knee because I didn't like the way my government was doing things or something like that, guess what? I would make a $10,000 donation to the Boys Club that week. I would donate money to the education system. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would do something. Totally. I would take money and say, look, let's put this to getting every cop with a fucking camera. You know what I mean? This is what I'm really going to stand for this shit. I'm going to make a difference, and other than trying to like milk my own brand and link to some fucking stupid ideology,
dude,
that you're hoping half the fucking country is going to sympathize with you and follow you over a false pretense, which has no real true resolve other than your own fucking brand.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Dougie's really heated on this issue.
Oh, shit. I forgot. I wasn't even recording. Let's do that again.
I'll tell you one thing, and that is the guy should be building youth centers in the fucking ghetto. If you want to be
A lot of athletes do this.
Right, and why didn't he? Because
when you go to the Heat games, every fucking Alonzo Mourning, Wade, the shit they brought to the community.
Please.
Great.
Jason Taylor, all of them. You know, half the reason these guys are, you know, who they are is because of what they did, what they donated, the time they spent.
If you don't like, listen, here's the thing. This story, I don't know if you guys saw the video of this Georgia Tech, this Georgia Tech student that was shot by the police.
No.
Didn't see it.
And then she was, I thought it was a guy when you look at it, but then again, you know, nowadays, who am I going to judge?
I think Caitlyn Jenner's
it was a leader of the school, the LGBT. Like the leader of it.
Okay,
we'll look this.
And
together.
I watched some of this. I watched the video up until the point that the cop shot.
Mm.
Now, supposedly this person is standing. It appears to be white to me, looking like pajama pants or something. Had a knife, and even
you
this
saw
person,
the knife.
Yes, it was standing in the one of the hands.
Okay.
Again, with the angle, I don't want to say it was a right hand, but it could be a reverse angle on the camera. You know, and it was the left hand. You don't know what you're talking about. Okay, thanks. But the person said, shoot me. Like, it's a suicide mission. Like, we can find out, you know, this person's background eventually. But a lot of these hoopleheads in the school are burning cop cars now, and they're all revolting. They don't even. People don't even know why and how something happened before they're going to decide to go fucking protest or go crazy about something, because everybody wants to just jump in on this shit. They're all right. Everybody's gung ho about this.
Why are they revolting? Do they shower?
Yeah, they don't use deodorant.
Huh.
So wait, he was the head of the or she or he? I can't remember which one was the head of the LGBT.
Yes. Yeah, at the school, like a student.
At the school?
Right.
So that everybody's protest. And by the way, Jay Bliss, I fucking read. This is a show. I do prep, okay? My comedian friends tell me, you better know the facts. The facts won't be figured out. Anytime, when something like this happens, and if we're talking about, you know, this the Georgia Tech student, you know, this is just evolving. So unless you work for the fucking the police department in that city, then everything else is just currently reported.
That's right.
I just feel like if he's the head of the LGBT, probably gets laid a lot. Why would he want to kill himself?
Do you think, let me ask you a question, you think gay people, or people from alternative sexual lifestyle, can I call that as a generic way, have more sex than generally people of the heterosexual community?
I feel like
it's more open.
It seems like it would be true, right? But I don't know that for sure. I haven't seen any studies.
I've got field research in that, you know, my ex-girlfriend before, my wife was bisexual.
Oh, okay.
So I entered the women bisexual and gay women community a lot because we'd go to parties and, you know, pick one.
Yeah.
So you know, and I tell people things about that. They're aggressive. They would try to take my girl. There was times they'd get together and they gang up on me to get me the fuck out.
Some of those clits are bigger than your cock.
I know, man. You should see some of those things.
As you guys know, maybe, I work with Anna Lepley, who's a lesbian stand-up comic, and we do the Butch and Femme comedy tour, right?
Mm-hmm.
She is very aggressive. She's she gets laid a lot, and she knows how to go after girls. And I've seen her go into a bar and just pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Well, good at it. That's better than I am at it.
Did she turn a straight girl out, though?
No, I don't think she would try. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a misnomer.
She likes gay girls because she's gay.
Right.
You know?
Right. So, by the way, let me say this. Jay Bliss reported. I know Colin Kaepernick donated money. He said shiploads of food somewhere a year ago. So we know he's donating stuff. He's the one who mentioned fucking Kaepernick. You know, I don't give a fuck if Kaepernick sits on a knee. I don't care what these players do. I'm just saying the public are saying we're getting sick of it. You know, nobody, you know, and by the way, if you're going to put, what was the thing when he wore socks with pigs dressed as police?
Right.
All right. Now that's that, you know what I mean? That's now over the top. Now you're not protesting. Now you're
insulting.
Inciting. You know what I mean?
Right.
So there's some questions there of again, the ethics.
And by the way, whoever the fuck you are, he might have written some checks and shit, but probably clean up his image. Because what a dick he is.
Yeah.
And if you hadn't fucking gotten thrown out of the fucking NFL, he wouldn't be writing checks. Trust me.
All right. Well, listen, I don't share all Peter's
opinions. I guarantee you his girlfriend is going to, and his chick.
It's really taking it further, Peter.
And guess what? His chick is going to dump him too because he's going to be fucking broke. He has no NFL contract. And he's an asshole.
Can we agree, though, not standing up for the national anthem, not the worst thing an NFL player has ever done?
No, exactly.
No, listen, they shoot people, throw them in chunks of cars. You know, the Blaze brother, all those assholes.
How many wife beatings and rapes and shootings and going into clubs with guns.
And shooting yourself in the leg.
By the way, Jack Bliss says, fuck you, Peter Leonard. He actually doesn't even know your name, but he said, fuck you, whoever
I feel like
you are.
Kaepernick's pretty upstanding. Actually, if you think about it, in context.
Here's the thing. When it comes to him, I want to speak for myself, since this is my show and Peter just went on a rant too. I have all respect of him, as an athlete, because he made it to the pros, number one. Right. He stepped up as a backup. One of the things you always got to respect.
Right.
Here's a guy that stepped up as a backup. When you get called to the fucking, you know, you get called and you show up. You know, it's like you're sitting in the audience as a comic, say, hey, the headliner fucking tripped on the way in. Can you do the show?
Right.
And you step up and you crush.
Like, yeah, I tripped him.
Yeah, it was me. It was fucking like, what was that, the skater? Tonya Hardy?
Yeah.
Tonya Hardy.
I heard Jeff Galluli to hit him in the kneecaps.
Right. Yep.
Before he got on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so we know that. And I mentioned, I know he donates, but and that's fine that he's doing, but the fucking pigs with the pigs with the police things is taking a little far on that one.
Socks, yeah.
He has that cool hair, too.
Yeah, he let it go, man.
Jimi Hendrix look.
That's cool.
Gotta love the fro.
It's like Jimmy.
You really do. That was nice. Feel better? Peter?
See, I cleansed.
Yeah, did you?
I cleansed a little bit. No, listen.
Now,
let's get
back to the big thing, though. The thing is that Hollywood and the NFL, it's for the same reason, I think, that you and I choose not to do political jokes.
Yeah.
One, because you can divide half the audience. You know, there's certain jokes about women I won't tell because I don't want, you know what I mean? I don't want to get the fucking women in the room all pissed off at me.
Right.
So, yeah, either way, I'm trying to make an important decision.
Well, comedy is about connection, right? You're trying to connect with the audience, and it's not a good way to start off by dividing it. Although, if you could have a brilliant joke that divides them and then brings them together, there's a way to do comedy like that.
Don't leave it out there.
Right. Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I don't want to mention where, but you and I worked somewhere recently, and talking about, like, you know, if you're going to get into something, do it big and then finish it.
Uh-huh.
It's always amazing to me when you watch a comic that doesn't have a punchline.
Randy Singer?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Where'd you see Randy Singer?
No, come on. He screams his punchlines. Yeah, well, he knows. That's how you know he's doing his best. Because of his head! Anyway.
Wait, Doug, you're going to have to give me more.
No. It was.
And now the break.
It was, right. No, yeah, we'll take it on a break. No, we actually were at a show recently where there was a couple comics that just said, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, that's the punchline.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's like half the comics in South Florida.
Yeah, they just think something's. Well, I don't know. I was at a show.
South Florida.
This was actually not the night I'm discussing, but this was a few nights. This is actually in a different town. That's the thing. And it was just, it was this, the guy, the comic was doing that. He was just doing the setup, and it was like, and then what do you don't. What's that all about? And
you
then
guys,
I was like,
you guys fill in the rest.
Yeah. And then,
oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
You know, and all of a sudden the guy was like, oh, that's a funny joke. I'm like, it's not even a joke.
No.
It doesn't even have a structure of a joke.
Right. No punchline. You need a punchline to be a joke. No?
I heard someone say like once, I can't remember who, but it's choose your own adventure. I do the setup and you fill in your own punchline. You know, it's like that. Oh, it's like, I'm not going to finish writing this joke. I gave up halfway through.
Right. Actually, you should give out pens and paper. And yeah. During the thing, is I want you guys to finish it. Whoever's got the best punchline, we're going to use. I'll use that. Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll collaborate.
If you guys want to help me out on that. The new way of doing that, by the way, I noticed some comics. I even tried it a couple times once I realized what people were doing. Like comics on Facebook could say, add something to this, or, you know, who's this? If I say this, what makes you, like these little questions, and all the people start posting shit.
Uh-huh.
So it's a way to like write jokes. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I think of a, like, what would be a funny way to compare something to this?
Right.
Oh, let me, you know, and you ask everybody.
Yeah, see, I like writing that stuff.
And then you let Facebook write your joke.
I think that's funny.
Why not?
I'm reading a great book called Gracie by George Burns.
Okay.
It's written like 30 years. By the way, so fucking good, man.
Our good friend Tracy Young, comic out of Tracy Young.
Almost died.
We thought you were dead a year ago. Remember Tracy Young died a year ago.
Oh, I remember seeing something
about
that.
And then somebody says he's not dead. He asks
Dougie. Tracy posts in all caps all the time.
Yeah,
by
he
the way.
Does. He's screaming all the time.
Yeah.
Dougie, what do you think about FX and USA using the word fuck on TV now?
I love it.
Why not?
I think it's great.
Wonderful.
Thanks for chiming in.
I mean, it's not like it's
completely out of context, but thank you.
No, but listen.
Send an email.
Just glad Tracy's alive. No, dude. Let's be nice. He's a fucking normal.
From AA, you know?
No, he didn't.
Well, even if I did, I couldn't tell you, Peter.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
What's up, Rich Walker on Facebook Live?
I'm in AAA.
Okay, yeah. Well, I couldn't get in that one. They wouldn't let me in.
Step further. Yeah.
Well, didn't have quite
you need a
the,
car, actually.
Yeah, they only let me in the free ones, you know. Right.
Yeah, I got the thing for AARP, now that I'm 50.
Yeah, baby.
You know, I'm starting to look it over. I'm like, hey, you know what? This isn't too bad.
You get a dollar off the movies.
There's some actual travel benefits.
Travel benefits. You also get, if you stay in hotels and you're an AARP member, they give you some fucking... A discount on that shit too.
Yeah, free
better
pillow.
Than AAA. Better than AAA.
Viagra discount.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Everything you need.
You can dye your hair. By the way, I got rid of my hurricane beard, man. I had a fucking beard for 7 days. I grew a nice beard. In
yeah,
seven
it looked good.
Days.
Really,
7 days. It's all it took. I was gonna leave it for October beard, but I think I'll go fresh. Start fresh and do it.
By the way, speaking of cheap. October, I don't know. I'm not plugging anything, but Sam Adams Oktoberfest. If you're indecisive about ordering a beer,
you're
at the bar.
The pumpkin, man.
Not a fucking pumpkin.
They have pumpkin
October,
beer.
I don't give a fuck about pumpkin beer, okay? Some pumpkin spice, fucking pussy.
I'm kidding.
Fuck pumpkins.
What's happening on the show right now?
Pussies drink beer.
What are you guys talking about?
Real men drink vodka, you fucking...
Listen,
beer drinking,
pumpkin,
you
know, pumpkin. All these people like pumpkin.
Dunkin' pumpkin. That's fucking... who wants pumpkin in their coffee?
No, okay. It's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. There's no fucking pumpkin.
So what happened?
Okay, this is Germany. This isn't, you know, fucking Virginia somewhere. Let's
Jew-hating fucking anti-Semite prick. It's coming out now.
Yeah,
okay.
Thanks, Peter.
All you fucking Mexicans.
He's an anti-pumpkinite.
Yeah, right? I don't like pumpkins. Yeah, yeah. All right, let's get that straight.
And why do you look like one?
Anyway,
you guys hate each other. This is great.
No, I love the fun.
I had no idea what I was in for.
Hey, we're going to take a break. It's the Dougie Almeida
Martina
show.
Martina Navratilova over there. I was going to say, by the way,
she's got bigger arms.
They're remaking the Bobby Riggs and her the movie with
who's in
with
that?
Steve Carell from
as Martina.
He's going to be Bobby Biggs. Robbie Biggs. What's his name?
Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs. He was like a washed up tennis player in the 70s, okay. Older guy that was a pro or whatever.
He challenged and, that chick. And, you know,
what's her name again?
Martina Navratilova.
No.
Oh, you mean you're talking about the glasses.
You remember her name now?
You know,
she beat him. She challenged like a sex challenge, and she beat him on the tennis court.
Oh, okay.
Bobby Riggs and what the hell's her name? Who's Facebook Live paying attention?
I don't know. Who's on there?
Wow.
Anyway, maybe we'll come back in the break. We'll obviously break that news. But that's a new movie coming out, a remake of that. And Steve Carell, right?
And you know what?
40-year-old virgin, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he
funny
plays
guy.
Him.
Caitlyn Jenner is going to play the female, the tennis player.
I can't remember her name. Anyway, we'll come back with that. Hey, by the way, with that, we'll come back with straight from the headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
That's right. Some of this stuff, you know, you just... Now, here's the thing. Here's my point. There's so much craziness with this race stuff, right? Like, everybody's going nuts. I saw an interesting video on Facebook where a Black Lives Matter group went to one of these Make America Great Again rallies, and the MAGA guys let the Black Lives Matter get on there, actually get on stage and talk, and they kind of all like, yeah, the skirmish, you know, like a little bit like, oh, fuck you, and then eventually they went, all lives matter, and then everybody kind of, hey, all right, you're right.
Did they have a discussion?
Yeah, they let the guy speak, and everybody was hugging and shit after, so it was interesting. You wonder if it was set up. Hobby Lobby cotton display goes viral for being racist.
Really? Hobby Lobby?
You know, it's a crafts place, right? Where you get sewing shit. And
there's been a lot of shit about Hobby. What was it when they first opened Hobby Lobby?
They had some big controversial shit. They were involved in one of those big lawsuits that the Supreme Court decided. Was it about, like, gay marriage? Or
they did something.
Something about that.
Yeah. Something in that realm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, they wouldn't cater to a gay wedding or marriage or something.
So they got
boycotted by the LGBTAZQ.
Well, I think it has a Christian it's a Christian owner or something.
Yeah, it's right. like Chick-fil-A.
Right.
That bullshit something not open like on that. Sunday. Can you believe that shit? These guys went into the Atlanta Falcons wasn't it Falcons Stadium?
The new stadium. Mercedes Stadium.
And they put a Chick-fil-A in there and they're not open Sunday.
That seems strange.
That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Hobby Lobby, Lobby cotton display goes viral. It's basically just like a display with vases with cotton, fresh cotton in it, and the vines.
But they had black guys trying to pick it, though.
Peter Leonard, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Peter Leonard, everybody. You want to send your fucking cards and letters.
No, you said there's some kind of controversy. It has to be it.
That's not it, stupid. Let me finish your story before you throw yourself out like that. Craft store Hobby Lobby is taking serious heat for a store display that one woman is calling racist.
See?
It's probably the same woman who got mad when she went to a car show and saw the General Lee. On Thursday, Facebook users Danielle Ryder posted a photo of Hobby Lobby's Facebook page of a vase of cotton flowers displayed in a Texas store. She captioned it, "This decor is wrong," all caps, Tracy Young. And so many at so many levels. Now, you know, that's basically what the display was. Vase of cotton. And just the word cotton made this
looks
woman
like cotton.
Scream about racism, like
right,
you know, like this cotton was picked by the, you know, the slaves, and this country milks the fucking slaves for this. Blah, blah,
really,
blah.
Won't even take aspirin, that broad.
Meanwhile,
she won't take the cotton out of the bottle.
Meanwhile, people already responded to that or Twitter feed, whatever she did, and said, you know, slaves rolled to, you know, picked tobacco.
That's it.
That wasn't the only fucking thing. You know,
they killed thousands of fucking people. See that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Peter. I'm not
from smoking. It was a plot for the blacks to take over, killing whitey by fucking picking tobacco.
Wow. So you're saying that the blacks allowed themselves to be enslaved so they could pick the tobacco
to kill
and then
whitey.
Kill whitey. Wow. It's very devious.
Yeah.
Who would have thought of that?
It took thousands of years.
Anyway.
But. Well, so just the word cotton, the fact that, so she's like, she won't wear a cotton shirt. She won't. She won't wear a polyester shirt because it's offensive to Polynesians. Somebody, like, what is that?
Somebody, she dresses in fur and leather.
Somebody had said that. There's some LOL likely written by someone wearing a cotton T-shirt.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, it's just fucking...
No, she wears fur.
Here's my thing. Calm the fuck down.
Right, right. It's a plant.
This is like we talked about it yesterday. You know, like, the Confederate statues are going. Good, whatever. Get rid of them.
Right.
And now Black Lives Matter went to a park and they put a sheet over Thomas Jefferson.
Dude, she now listen. Let me say this.
If Thomas Jefferson memorials start going off,
yeah, that's bad.
We're done.
I know.
Well, this Thomas Jefferson said, "We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal." Right.
Right.
Wasn't he the guy who wrote that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, maybe he didn't mean black men in the time when he wrote that, but those words should still be inspiring to everyone.
Here's the problem.
You had to grow into them. Here's the problem
that society doesn't understand. 150 years from now to 250 years from now, they'll be looking back at us and going, how primitive.
Right.
And if you were to blame everybody for the way we are going through life in this fucking drift of life.
Yes.
In other words, of course, slavery and shit was it was horrible. There's other people that say, look, there's a mass of people that came to this country,
mm-hmm.
you know, obviously fucking slave. But there's a generation, there's people that came here that they could have been still in Africa.
Right.
You know, I mean, so
how fucking hot it
things,
is there?
Everything is fucking every, you know, all this shit just happened. These are things that you can't go back and change the past.
No.
You know, you can't now. So, you know, all this shit has happened. Right. It's there. But what the fuck? I mean, I lost my fucking train of thought.
on the eve of Rosh Hashanah,
I know
the Jews. You know, you go further.
So my,
look at they killed fucking 9 million Jews.
So I was saying, like, think about
9 million now.
Yeah, well, it's six, actually, I think.
No, it was eight, but there was 11.
Was that what is that interest, Peter?
No, but you see that they were
Jewish Holocaust, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
there's a lot of people that weren't Jewish that they killed.
Here's the thing about Jews and gypsies, let's say this real quick. There was a lot of situations similar to that never really got talked about. There's a lot of people in Africa. There's 10 million people that got killed in Africa.
Right.
Even my wife's family in Cambodians. There's about 2.5 to 3 million Cambodians that Pol Pot killed.
Yep.
So there's a lot of this shit. Here's the thing. There's a lot of that shit going on this globe, and you can't police everything. So even with all this shit, so the people like a Jefferson, here's a guy that wants here's a fucking
Thomas Jefferson. No. Dougie's wrong. It was George Jefferson.
Thanks, Peter. He's got to happen to get a fucking degree from Full Sail. So you know what I'm saying? So
why do they want to take that statue of George Jefferson down? God damn it!
This is ridiculous. All he did was want a dry cleaner.
All he wanted to do was move on up.
He was just trying to move on up to that deluxe apartment.
He was so ambitious.
I'm going to send that bitch a fucking box of Q-tips.
All right, so...
I swear to God.
All right, so you get what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, like in other words, those things existed. People, it wasn't like it was obvious to everybody what the real... You know what I mean? It wasn't obvious. It was. It should be obvious that the biggest war in this country and the most loss of life over a war, it was fought. No. Civil War, Peter. Try to keep up.
Probably Thomas Jefferson was like, man, I really feel like all men should be created equal. He's all right. But I love fucking my slaves, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's so much fun.
Yeah, the part they left out of the Constitution, but black women are much hotter than whiteies. You know what I mean? Yeah. When it comes to women, you know.
They can take a good beating, too.
I'm going to say you have a good argument there. I love black women.
I've dated. Yeah, I've been. I'm an equal. Listen, I've crossed that fence many a time, and I love it. Oh, I love exotic women. My buddy used to get mad when we used to go to strip clubs. He's like, he was Swedish. She used to go, why the fuck do all the black girls and the Asian girls come to you? It's like it was like a magic trick. Like we'd go to a strip club for the first time. We're there for a half hour, and the hottest black girl, the hottest Asian girl, would come over to me.
Hmm.
I didn't, you know, it wasn't like I was sitting there with chopsticks in my hand and a fucking, you know, a samurai bandana.
You had a little coke on your nose and $20 bill.
Oh, is that what that was?
Fucking shirt.
Okay,
right. That's why
had to be something,
right.
Just lighten up everybody. Lighten up everybody. You can't.
You had a lap
you
back
can't.
Then too.
You can't judge the actions of people 200 years ago based on today's premises of understanding and logic.
Well, you can, but it's going to get weird.
Here's the thing. You can't. You can't, because if you do, it shuts down everything.
All of it.
If you say that you want progress and equality and stuff. This is the problem with when it started with the statues. This is the thing I started seeing in my mind when it came to society, is that now everybody's getting to the point of pointing out what's wrong. If you go into something about pointing out what's wrong, you're not finding the right. You're not focusing on the up. You're always it's a critical country. Everybody's critiquing everybody else.
Well, is it possible we could say Thomas Jefferson, right on freedom, wrong on slavery? You know what I mean? Like, can't we look at it like it's a complex thing?
You know, it's almost like it's almost in a sense. And it's just nothing you can compare it to now. But there's people that are fucking geniuses. They're incredible talents. But the Roman Polanski. Mm. You know what I mean? You can have somebody
right on filmmaking, wrong on child fucking.
Yeah, exactly. You know everybody's got a fucking. You know, you know what I mean? Who knows?
Bill Cosby.
I found his
right on comedy, wrong on rape. You know, it's a complex right world. That's what we're saying.
You can't judge it. Here's the thing. You just can't judge people. Just lighten the fuck up.
I have a friend who was a garbage man in Beverly Hills, and he actually found Roman Polanski's last Valentine's card. He wrote, was, "Roses are red, violets are blue. You're too young to read, so I'll read it to you. Love, Roman." It was beautiful.
True story, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Peter. hey, by the way, here's something that's kind of crazy. Everybody talks about like China's like they're like advancing and everything, and and everybody's worried about them. China's out of control. Tianguang space thing. They have like their own little space lab up there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Their space station is crashing back to Earth early in 2018.
Well, I'll tell you why. Early bird special. They're trying to get back. No, I don't know why. Why are they coming back? I don't know.
The dim sum is a little off.
One from
Colony.
Right? No, they ran out of duck sauce.
Right, listen,
and hoisin.
There you go. They ran out of duck sauce.
They ran out of hoisin.
All right. If a joke doesn't work, don't keep talking. Let somebody else fill in
laughing.
Because otherwise, nobody's laughing.
You'll perfect it. You'll write it. You'll steal it and write it down.
Listen,
he writes down half the shit I say.
An out of control spacecraft, which will come crashing down to Earth sometime in January or February of 2018. It's now predicted as a new calculation. China announced it had lost control of the Tiangong 1 space station.
Do you know what the astronauts are screaming right now? You know what their last words are? I'm kidding. God.
All right, you want to interrupt me again?
Okay. I'm sorry.
The spacecraft would fall back to Earth in late 2017, but it's going to last a little longer. So it's like space. What was that space lab? Remember
Skylab?
Skylab. That was it.
Oh, I never saw that.
That was like in the early 80s, right?
Yeah.
Everybody was worried that it was going to land on them.
Yeah, I think parts of it fell in Australia or something. Yeah,
off the ocean, Indian Ocean,
and
stuff.
We don't care about that many.
But now this big, you know,
kill the kangaroo.
So they think it's going to be right around January, February. Well, in January, I think I'm going to be in
The river. The space lab, the river. We freed the river. Oh shit, man! So why is it crashing?
I'm sure
it's
made in China. Whether anyone will see the final descent depends on where and when it enters the atmosphere. That's pretty cool. I think it was something. I think it was one of these big ass. It was about a couple years ago. One of these major satellites would have mirrors, and people were really worried because it had a lot of glass. So when this thing fell out of the sky, I think it was just off China, the coast of China, somewhere in the China Sea, and you see this. Huge,
sparkling thing. It's like shining.
Somebody got it, and it looks like the UFO people said, "Look, it's a UFO." No, I think it was that fucking thing. But it's just it's debris just shooting across the sky, and you're watching this big old chunk of metal. Just it's the coolest thing in the world
to
see.
A flat tire easily with that shit. No, you got to be careful where you're driving.
Well, that's when that AAA membership is going to come in handy.
Yes,
Peter. You mentioned that.
Can you imagine that? Like it's
your insurance company.
Well, this is well past the rapture. But you imagine somebody's worried about the rapture and a debris from the sky just happens to hit them in the head.
Right. You call Allstate. Explain that to Allstate. Hi. Yeah. Listen, Peter Leonard. You won't fucking believe this. This thing fell out of the sky on top of my car.
Yeah.
Anybody? You didn't have any problem with the trees? My friend lost his car.
My big
huge tree.
The big tree in the front fell right. Thank God it fell right into the neighbor's front yard.
Beautiful.
Oh, God. I had a tree in my pool. Giant tree in my pool. Wow. And those iguanas were crawling all over it the day after the hurricane.
Nice.
It's like, wow, it's back. You know, nature came back after one day.
Yeah. It said, fuck, the humans are fucked up. We're out of here. We're in here. Look, check it out. Speaking of animals, here's a story. A dog that disappeared in Florida back in 2016. Is now found in New York.
My wife's in New York?
Oh. Hey-o.
He just goes, like he just can't stop. He's like a bad golfer. Sends one into the bushes, sends another one into the trees, and then hits a nice one down the middle every once in a while. In Freeport, New York, a dog that disappeared in Florida on February of 2016 has been found in New York. A woman who said she found the German Shepherd, Jack Russell Terrier mix. Boy, that's a mix.
How the well, your dog is. Dog was banging the other dog. Yeah. They had a baby.
That's our puppy. It escaped.
This dog, you ever see that? This one tries to hump the other dog, the shepherd, constantly.
It looks like a wheelbarrow contest.
That's hysterical.
Let's see. Vic's brought it last week to a Long Island and New York City rescue group called Bobby Blah Blah Blah, which traced its microchip and tracked down its astonished family in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Real. So. Peter's showing me things on the screen.
Yeah, because Peter can't interrupt the show by fucking talking, he's going to talk. So he's going to distract my co-host.
You're reading a story.
Does that have to fucking do with the show?
Yes.
So what the fuck are you doing over there?
There's a lizard on a tree. There was a lizard on a tree that I took at the hurricane. I saved the lizard the other day, man. This fucking lizard.
Peter, I don't give a fuck.
Got hit by a tree.
I don't give a fuck about you saving a lizard. I don't. I don't give a fuck about you saving a lizard.
The lizard.
I give a fuck about having, you know.
It was terrible. So finish the story. So read the story. We don't need me.
Well, what are you going to do now? If you're not going to be part
what?
Of if now you're telling me you're not going to be part of the show,
I
what
am
are you going to do now?
Show.
Stand up and wipe your ass in front of everybody?
No,
are you going to sit there? Are you going to fucking sit over there and jerk off in the corner like no one's around?
You yell at me when I interrupt. You yell at me when I don't talk. What should I do?
Isn't that funny how you say I yell at you when you interrupt me? Yeah, no. You are interrupting.
No, I didn't say anything.
And
you got distracted. People are dying to hear about the story.
I feel like you guys should hug. You know,
this is a weekly occurrence, bro. You come on a Tuesday.
This
come
is
next
what
week.
Happens. Okay,
come next week.
It's good to know.
Peter's just upset because his cat left and never came back. This dog
is that now. Another wife joke?
It's been a year, man. Over a year, but sad.
Can you imagine? Somebody had to. Do you think the dog walked all the way from Florida to New York? You think
no,
somebody eventually took him and found him, and then he got. Here's the thing.
Dogs don't have thumbs. I don't know how you get hitchhiked.
Here's something that disturbed me, by the way. I don't know if you saw this on Facebook. Somebody showed this guy who got arrested because there's an area in Arizona somewhere where they drop off dogs near a dump.
Oh, Christ.
And they just drive away.
Okay.
So they had to have they installed cameras there now because it's happening so much.
Junkyard dog.
Yeah.
So, in training.
Right. So this one old guy pulls up. He's pulling the dog out of the back on a leash. He doesn't even take the leash off it so that the dog gets caught and choked and can't, keep... He just leaves the leash on, gets in the car and walks. The dog, like, as the car is walking away, my heart's breaking because the dog,
right.
And the dog's like stopping, like, what the fuck's he going?
Yeah.
And he pulls out in his car and the dog's just sitting there. He's like, kind of like, oh, I guess he'll be back in a minute. He's like sniffing around.
There's a commercial like that now.
Yeah.
It makes you cry.
It's horrible.
Well, they used to say, right, when you'd have to put the dog to sleep, you know, your parents would tell you, you know, oh, we're going to take him to the farm.
It's right.
It's going to be fine there. So I wonder if this is actually someone trying to take the dog to the actual farm.
Wait a second. They told me that about my grandma.
Yeah.
They told me.
Oh, fuck. Are you serious?
Yeah, she's sitting
you
by
mean she's
dumpster.
Dead? Grandma!
Did you hear that story, by the way, of this guy that was missing for like 9-10 months? They found him in his truck in an airport.
Doing what?
He was decomposing.
Oh, really?
He was dead.
Did he owe a bookie some money? Like in the trunk?
No. I didn't see where he was in the car.
Down a block from you, man. They emptied the canals before the hurricane. Locks Road, they found fucking like six cars, and there was a car in there from 1971 with these two kids in it that they're missing for fucking 40 years.
Wow.
In the canal in Locks Road.
That was like living here in this part of Florida, mm-hmm. especially when we were kids.
Yeah.
And before the highways were built and everything, we're talking like in the early 70s and stuff.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There, that lake that goes along 441, that was a canal. It was very thin. You could almost jump across it with a good ramp and a bicycle.
Yeah, Boca Rio Road, too.
But it was deep. Mm-hmm. I mean, it went down like 30. It was like a deep. It wasn't just like a little canal. So people will die. Like, that's all you would hear is people get drunk. And it was like 441 used to be a two-lane road.
Yep,
and
right.
And people get drunk, fall off, and they into like 25-foot, you know, waters in the canal.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Done.
Yes, sir.
Especially down Lock. Was that Jog or Lock?
Locks Road.
Hmm. Locks Road is like notorious. People used to go down there and get fucking drunk when we were in high school.
And Boca Rio Road also along the, you know, perpendicular to the turnpike.
Huh.
What, Wayne Heisinger's sister, who used to live in Parkland, drove, they found her in that fucking canal about 15 years ago.
Plus you got the Medellin cartel, too, you know?
Yeah.
Dumping people.
I guess if you want to get rid of somebody. By the way, Peter, you want to go for me for lunch down on Locks Road?
Sure, I'd love to.
You guys can finally work out these differences or
Peter,
come out on the podcast.
Hey, Peter, you think you can fucking go by the water and go find a shell?
I used to go fishing there all the time, though.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Big, they got really big bass in there.
Now, how stupid would you feel, by the way, if you were about to get engaged and before you put the ring on the girl's finger, you dropped it into the pond?
Ooh. Pretty stupid.
Faux pas. Right?
Sounds like a fantastic story, though.
You don't know how much money I spent on this thing. It cost me a fortune.
Who dropped it? He did or she did? Which one of them dropped it?
We'll find out.
I can't wait.
Kansas City man drops a $3,000 diamond ring into the pond during a proposal.
Wow, that's his first video, by the way.
No,
she slapped it out of his hand. She said, "How much is that ring?" He said, $3,000 She slapped it right out of his fucking hand.
Missouri man hoping to spend the rest of his life with his girlfriend ended up swimming in an algae-filled pond to desperately search for a $3,000 diamond ring. He dropped.
It's a pond. It's going to go straight down, right? It should be easy to find.
Yeah. It's, you know? I remember playing here at the golf course at Carolina Club. I had my 3-wood.
And you threw it in?
It was like it rained a little bit in between the holes and you're driving. Right. So I just took a nice, it was a practice swing. I just came up to the tee and I just went.
And it went
flying right into the middle of this like Utah. So
like a helicopter.
Like the next day, my buddy and I say, let's go back. That's like a $300 club.
So
we go back. Let me tell you how stupid this is. I walk a few blocks. I get back there with my pool, like the aluminum stick for the pool, thinking I'm going to reach down there and grab. I'm going to find my fucking club with an aluminum pole.
You should have put a piece of chewing gum at the end of it so it can get.
Hold on a second. I'm going to put a big old thing of gum on the end.
Right.
So I'm at the wall of this looks like, you know, it's a canal, looks like a cul-de-sac of canals, a big round thing, and then it funnels into something else. And I take one step, my ankle, my second step, my hip, and I'm like 10 foot of water, not even a foot away from the side. And I got my shoes on. It's helpy. It's all, like you said, I'm like, oh, this fuck. So I said, okay, I kind of know where it went. Yeah. Let me see if I can go down there and swim. So I swim out there.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I swim out there a little bit, and I go down. And as I'm swimming down, I'm probably down about 5 feet. So I'm down 6 feet. I can't even see my hands in front of me. And I'm like, and all of a sudden in my mind, I pictured a gator just coming up.
Right.
It's murky as shit. I'm like, you know, the only thing good about it was midday. If you never jump in the water in dusk or dawn, that's when they eat.
Yeah.
If it's the middle of the day, they're sleeping usually in the sun. And I said, fuck this. And it was freezing, and I got the fuck out. I'm like, what am I, a nut for a $200 club?
Right. It was $300 a minute ago.
Yeah, well, it became $200 to justify getting the fuck out of that water.
I think the funniest story about this thing, the funniest thing about the story with the wedding ring, though, is what this guy's like, hey, I know the perfect place to propose.
Yeah.
It's going to be really romantic. I know, the algae-filled pond. It's got that great smell coming off it.
And she says, no, I can always shove her in
so
the
romantic.
Fucker.
Right. Seth Dixon was proposing to his girlfriend, Ruth Salas. In Luce Park on Saturday when the diamond ring popped out of the tiny box he was holding and fell through the slats of a wooden bridge.
What did they say? Tiny box, tiny ring.
It's absolutely real. They freaked out, Salas added. It ping-ponged from one plank to another. Can you imagine? Ding, ding, ding. And then
right.
And watching it.
An unfortunate moment was caught on camera, so you can actually see this on YouTube, by the couple's friend. Dixon was seen confidently kneeling down. Let's see what happened. Did he get it?
What if he was just really cheap?
Yeah.
And it was a Cracker Jack ring?
Right.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to tell her it was $3,000.
Yeah. I wonder if it was insured. I bet he didn't get a chance.
It's a big insurance fraud.
Why didn't he tell her it was $10,000? You know, fuck it.
Oh, my
you know?
God, honey.
The ring's gone.
Right. What a piece of shit.
The couple went back the next day and hired a man with a metal detector to locate the ring with no luck. The couple eventually went to church later that Sunday where attendees decided to join in and on the search after hearing about the couple's story. See, this is good about being religious. There is a God. We probably had about 25 people there. I think we had like 12 people in the water at wall once.
25 people. Come on. Kick in $100 each. You got the ring back.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's do this the easy way.
I feel that bad for that asshole.
So they find it?
No.
Let's see. The search turned up empty. Dixon is now ringless. And still making payments for the stone.
He's
making payments.
Oh man!
Oh, that's horrible. If you got to put,
and
gotta,
she said no.
If you got to leverage,
by the way, yeah.
And by the way, you're right. If you think of how this started,
yeah,
you know this is a doomed relationship.
Right. Totally.
You know what I mean? How'd you guys meet? Well, we got engaged on a bridge.
You got me this piece of shit ring.
I knew. Yeah.
Threw it in the fucking water.
I knew it was meant to be when the ring fell in the water and sank to the depths.
God was trying to tell me something that day. Yeah,
$1,500. Supposed to be your ring is supposed to. You're supposed to spend 3 times a monthly salary.
Oh, that's what they tell you,
right?
Yeah. So when I
that's what the ring companies tell
my
you.
Wife so wants me to get her. My wife wants me to get her because I we never got an engagement ring. I actually bought her a vehicle. I bought her like an Acura MDX and the big nice SUV. cash.
How'd you get that on her finger?
Yeah. Like, well, it's a choice.
Right. He's like, it's not going to fall in the pond.
So now she wants me to get her a nice, because she has a wedding band, diamond wedding band. But I said, all right, well, I'm going to do it based on my comedy salary. It's not going to be based on my financial planning salary. Here's a story where we promised you, Mad Pooper.
She's like, that's a good joke, by the way.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny, fuckface. The Mad Pooper.
Rambi.
The Mad Pooper jogger won't stop defecating at a Colorado family's house.
Yeah.
This is in Colorado Springs, where I'm going to be at Looney's Comedy Corner, November 30th through December 2nd, by the way. This is crazy. This woman, they've caught her. She's a jogger. And she stops in the middle of her jog and shits, like literally
you're supposed to.
Out in the open.
But you're supposed to.
Really?
If you're a runner, they say that, hey, you saw that. What? Was it the Boston?
I never heard of this.
In the marathons, man. They had some, she was famous. Some chick shit herself, you know, a few years ago.
Saying if you're a runner, you should just shit?
That you should just
Shit yourself. Shit,
yeah, because you're carbed up.
Peter,
you know that, Doug.
Peter,
come on, bro.
Listen, I'm not a runner.
You know there's NFL players that will puke and piss. They'll piss in their uniform. They'll puke on the sideline.
That's interesting. I'm glad you're trying to play the like he said. You know,
it's true, dude.
But there's like a park. There's a restroom in the park.
Peter's like he's like the fecals advocate. Yeah, not the devil's advocate.
Right. Peter just wants to. He doesn't want to get caught on tape. You know, we're saying that because he shits in people's yards all the time. It's like, listen,
but I don't do it because I run. I just do it for fun.
Right. Yeah.
This woman is actually the family seen her, the kids right out in public. So now they're trying to shame her. Shame. They're trying to shame her by putting photos of her everywhere.
Yeah.
And that this woman is shitting in people's yards.
On a jog.
Why are they leaving rolls of toilet paper on the lawn?
That's the other thing. She also leaves. She doesn't throw it. She leaves the paper she wipes her ass with behind, too. So it's not like she's like a green PC, like, I'm going to shit anywhere. This is the earth. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Whatever. She's leaving paper where she's wiping her ass.
She shouldn't be wiping.
Hey, has anyone ever considered maybe that lady has the runs? Hi-yo! I'm sorry.
Well, she did. You wouldn't see it. You would think, what's that smell? I can't see anything. But when a human takes a shit, you know.
She needs to wear a diaper while she's running.
Actually, you know what? That solves the problem for everyone. That's a good idea, Peter.
She depends. We said that she's a sponsor for her. She wants to turn pro.
Exactly.
What should she do? Like
a pro shitter.
Like Depends?
Yeah,
like Depends sponsor or
hi.
Or X-Lax?
Hi, this is Mary Smith. You know, when I go out for a jogger, I got tired of shitting on my neighbor's lawn. That's why I wear Depends now.
What if it's the only way she could take a shit?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like some people get used to shitting in one bathroom or something,
yeah,
right?
That's true.
Like they can't take a shit outside in other places.
Yeah.
She's like, I can only shit when I'm running 10 miles an hour or more.
Yep.
Like she's like, I have to be running. Yeah.
Listen, I'll tell you what, man. I was in a terrible plane crash once, and I had to find the lavatory just so I could take a shit. Thank God it was when the plane broke up, the bathroom stayed in one fucking piece.
All right, Peter.
What? Is that a true story?
Yeah.
Okay. it's like the black box. It just
right.
It should make the whole plane of that.
Don't
thing.
Talk about it's, my it's, girlfriend.
It
like
doesn't
that.
Make fucking sense. All right.
What happened next?
No, that's it.
Some guy pissed on in Boston, Massachusetts. No. Some guy.
All right, let me wrap
pissing,
up my show, Peter, before I. So you get,
oh, I thought there was the next story. I thought you were talking about shit.
My last story of the day. We've talked about sex robots quite a bit, but there's a Chinese sex doll rental service. Can you imagine? Now they have places you can rent the dolls. These are big lifelike dolls. You know.
Wow. Oh, okay. So it's like a doll whorehouse.
Why own when you can rent?
Yeah.
You know, come on.
A Chinese company offering sex dolls for rent has withdrawn its services just days after launching.
Damn.
They even have a Wonder Woman doll in the modern outfit.
See, I always feel like the worst thing about those sex dolls would be cleaning it, because then you really have to think about who you are as a person.
Yeah,
right. As you're like cleaning out her plastic vagina.
Yeah, you start asking yourself questions.
But
it's all fine when you're humping away. But then a few seconds later, you're questioning every decision you've ever made up to that point.
Well, not if you're warming up the cloth and making it nice, and you talk to her while you're at it.
Right. Yeah. You're like, oh, sweetie, you made another mess. I'm sorry.
Touch had begun offering five different sex dolls. Types for daily or long-term rents.
Ooh, long-term.
You thought it was a pain?
Loves you long time.
You thought it was a pain in the ass to have to rewind your tape from Blockbuster.
Right.
Can you imagine after fucking this thing, your responsibility?
Right.
The company said the statement on Weibo, it sincerely apologizes for the negative impact of the concept.
Yeah.
It says here that Beijing quickly drew complaints. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of complaints and criticisms. Well, can you imagine? You're the third or fourth guy that rented the fucking doll.
I
mean, you know, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
Come on.
Who's, what the, yeah, her eyes are stuck shut.
No, she. It tastes just like sperm. She tastes like sperm.
Every time I lick that pussy, it reminds me of a camp.
I'll tell you what, man. This, you know, this. There's those video sex stores that are around.
Uh-huh.
Part of the job. Every employee has to, at the end of the night, clean those video booths.
Sure.
Right.
And fucking, right. It's got to be like, you got to put rubber boots on, gloves. You know, you walk in there, it's like you're sloshing through fucking.
America's worst jobs.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yep. I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining me today.
Well,
I think.
When you're busy yelling.
Well, I'm still waiting for you guys to kiss and make up.
No, listen, this is just fun, man. We have a great
time. And, of course, Ethan Moore.
Hey!
You can see on see and hear us on the show every Monday, along with Cyril Dobrik. And that's it. By the way, guys, we'll have a special show tomorrow. Al Ernst, Carnival Cruise Lines Entertainer of the Year, who's headlining Tavolino's on Wednesday night,
right.
Will be here in the studio with me. And Al's a great, he used to be in the Florida Wrestling, a professional wrestler.
Yep.
He always says, I was the opponent. When it came to wrestling.
By the way, when he does his stand-up, it's the funniest thing on stage. He can't stop doing this. You know,
that's great for radio, Peter.
So he tells his
joke.
Well,
Peter's rocking back and forth.
I'm doing it for the
kind of
Facebook fans.
Kind of a jerky motion.
Well, no, because he's a cruise. He's the Entertainer of the Year.
Right.
Oh God. Yeah. Anyway,
the whole audience is seasick.
We don't have much time now after that. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. You can follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. Join our fan page on Facebook, Wake Up Dougie Show. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot. Right, Peter?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Ethan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
See you guys tomorrow.
People on Earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the Earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There beam of light hit the ground.